everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host for this weekly program and Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. You can subscribe to this podcast and please feel free to share if you like what you hear. We all have times when we feel a sense of weariness that goes beyond the physical. It's an apathy that overtakes us, drags us down, and even if we are getting things done, there's a lack of joy and no real sense of motivation. It may feel, whether we even admit it or not, like, why bother, or is this really worth the effort? I find one thing that can help is to really recognize that that sense of inertia and apathy really doesn't belong to us. It's not who we are, and we don't have to take it on as something personal, either as a quality of us or as something attributable to a time in our experience or whatever. Knowing it's not really who we are, what we were made to be, can help give us a better impulse forward. We can see that there isn't anything natural or necessary about this apathy. It's an accusation against God's fullness of life, not a personal trait or situation. We have energy and life and purpose through God. God is life, whereas apathy would suggest the opposite. We can also go to our motives. Look again to why we are doing something, why it matters to us. We can purify those motives, and often that may mean getting to that purpose that doesn't have so much to do with self and has more to do with giving, or with honoring something deeper within us, a right desire that's greater than the task of the hour. Why am I doing it? And even more so, it might help to think about, how does this honor God? And once we put God, good, our higher purpose into the equation, and that may be simply expressing God's qualities in the doing of it, as well as its greater or final goal, we can then remember that the energy and drive and excitement that we feel is lacking can be found again, rightfully restored, as we check our motives. We can remember that when we're doing things with more pure motives, we're doing them with God. We aren't dredging up personal energy, but letting the divine energies of spirit that Mary Baker Eddy speaks of in her textbook, Science and Health, we're letting those divine energies of spirit carry us forward, lead us, and give us rest, but not weariness along the way. Then we're not doing things grudgingly or methodically. We feel a lightness in doing them. We're less focused on the human actions that may seem unrewarding and instead on God, the good that is in us to see and do and be. We can witness those results in the world and in ourselves as we discover more about life by letting go of the judgments on it and letting each moment be the one that reveals more of God's presence and love and truth and life, rather than just some task that seems boring or something that feels it's too small in the face of larger issues in our lives or in the world. There's no such thing as a meaningless thing when it's done with love, with God. Mother Teresa said, "There are no great acts, only small acts done with great love." And author Marianne Rademacher says this, "There is no small act of kindness. Every compassionate act makes large the world." I think when we look to our motivation or our motivation, we feel the grandeur of each of our actions and how important they really are. Apathy, as I said, is a very dead state of thought. A purified motive is full of life, and it gives us new light and revives us. It's not stale and rote. It's alive with promise, and even simple things can feel satisfying because we remember the why behind it, our higher goal of sharing God's light in our specific and necessary way. It seems to always help me when I feel unmotivated to remember why I'm doing something, and specifically to remember that it is not what I am getting, but what I'm giving, that someone else will truly benefit. When I do that, then I see that I really am also getting a great deal in return. I'm getting blessings because I'm being more true to my real nature. We're being more true to our real nature, which is to give, to love, to share freely. That feels so much more satisfying and energizing, and it's actually easier to achieve than my formerly apathetic mind might have thought. This small thing I may be doing may touch someone in some way, or this small task might even just provide me with more peace of mind in order to be ready to do more good, to be awake to ideas and opportunities to bless and to discover more about life and what it really has to offer me and others. Well, I hope that was helpful and motivating in some way. It's not unusual to feel apathy at times, but it really isn't your state of being. It is, however, a good time to pause and reflect on what really matters to you. And if the motive doesn't feel right at all, or you can't find it within you, it may also be a time to question whether that activity is really yours to do. And realizing that, we can let it go and we can open our minds and hearts to what is more right and energizing and meaningful and joyful to us right now. Well, thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments or want to talk more, don't hesitate to contact me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Have a great weekend and we'll see you next week.